Welcome to the Daily Radio Bible for Kids. The day is February the 2nd. My name's Hunter, and we are reading through the Bible. This podcast takes kids from all around the world through the Bible in a year, from Genesis all the way to the book of Revelation. Today's reading comes from the book of Exodus, chapter 5, verses 1 through 21. And then we finish our reading in James, chapter 1, verse 12. Now, Pharaoh wasn't going to give up his slaves easily. In fact, rather than let the Israelites go free, he made things even harder for them. Let's read about it here in Exodus chapter 1. Moses and Aaron went and spoke to Pharaoh. They told him, "This is what the Lord, the God of Israel, says. Let my people go so they may hold a festival in my honor in the wilderness." "Is that so?" retorted Pharaoh. "And who is the Lord? Why should I listen to him and let Israel go? I don't know the Lord, and I will not let Israel go." But Aaron and Moses persisted. "The God of the Hebrews has met with us," they declared. "So let us take a 3-day journey into the wilderness so we can offer sacrifices to the Lord. If we don't, he will kill us with the plague or with the sword." Pharaoh replied, "Moses and Aaron, why are you distracting the people from their task? Get back to work. Look, there are many of your people in the land, and you are stopping them from their work." That same day, Pharaoh sent an order to the Egyptian slave drivers and the Israelite foremen, "Do not supply any more straw for making bricks. Make the people get it themselves, but still require them to make the same number of bricks as before. Don't reduce the quota. They are lazy. That's why they are crying out, 'Let us go and offer sacrifices to our God.' Load them down with more work. Make them sweat. That will teach them to listen to lies." So the slave drivers and foremen went out and told the people, "This is what Pharaoh says. I will not provide any more straw for you. Go and get it yourselves. Find it wherever you can. But you must produce just as many bricks as before." So the people scattered throughout the land of Egypt in search of stubble to use as straw. Meanwhile, the Egyptian slave drivers continued to push hard. "Meet your daily quota of bricks, just as you did when we provided you with straw," they demanded. Then they whipped the Israelite foreman they had put in charge of the work crews. "Why haven't you met your quotas either yesterday or today?" they demanded. So the Israelite foreman went to Pharaoh and pleaded with him. "Please don't treat your servants like this," they begged. "We are given no straw, but the slave drivers still demand, 'Make your bricks.' We are being beaten, but it isn't our fault. Your own people are to blame." But Pharaoh shouted, "You're just lazy, lazy. That's why you're saying, 'Let us go and offer sacrifices to the Lord.' Now get back to work. No straw will be given to you, but you will still produce the full quota of bricks." The Israelite foreman could see that they were in serious trouble when they were told, "You must not reduce the number of bricks to make each day." As they left Pharaoh's court, they confronted Moses and Aaron, who were waiting outside for them. The foreman said to them, "May the Lord judge and punish you for making us stink before Pharaoh and his officials. You have put a sword into their hands, an excuse to kill us." Wow, things are not going well. Pharaoh was making life hard for the Israelites, even though they hadn't done anything to deserve it. Sometimes people try to cause problems for you, even when you haven't done anything to deserve it. If that happens, don't get discouraged. God will help you hang in there until he rescues you from the problems. How will you react when someone makes fun of you for no reason? This is what James chapter 1, verse 12 says. "God blesses those who patiently endure testing and temptation. Afterward, they will receive the crown of life that God has promised to those who love him." How about that? Well, hey, we've done it again. We've gone through another day in the Bible. I plan on being back here again tomorrow to do the same thing. Until that time, know this: God can help you to endure whatever troubles you're facing. And know this too, that you are loved very much. How about that? All right, now, I'll talk to you tomorrow. You take care. Bye-bye.